Hello and welcome to Dad's Slightly Warped Bedtime Stories, a podcast where I share with you the same funny, gross, and absurd bedtime stories that I tell my own kids. I'm Story Dad, father of three kids and storyteller. Oh dear, Dad has gotten an ant into his brain this time. This is the sequel to Dad Gets a Spider in His Brain, and also the finale for season 2. I will be back with more stories in the fall. Thanks for tuning in this past year, and if you've been enjoying my stories, please tell your friends. Once upon a time, there was a family with kids and a mom and a dad. And Dad fell asleep in his hammock outside, and he didn't know, but some ants were crawling around, and one of them crawled on the rope that connects the hammock to the tree, and he crawled all the way down onto the man's head, onto his earlobe, and crawled into his ear canal, went all the way in his ear, and crawled up inside the man's brain. There isn't really a way to go into the brain from here, but that's what happened. And this little weaver ant sent out all kinds of little tendrils, little nerve cells spread out. Before long, this ant was controlling the man.
And he woke up.
And he woke up the man. And suddenly, the man was basically an ant.
Ant.
Yeah. So he jumped out of the hammock and crawled around on all fours. And started looking for food.
Remember the rubber poo.
Rubber poo?
And he can shoot your toadies.
And he went over and picked up a lawn chair with his teeth and carried it over his head and started trucking around the backyard with it. He put it in a pile. Went over somewhere else and picked up
a car.
A car. Because he could lift 10 times his own weight. Picked up the car over his head with his teeth. Arr! Carried across the yard, grunt, boom, threw it into the big pile. Pretty soon, Mom and the kids heard a bunch of noise out there and saw Dad walking back and forth on all fours, picking up huge objects with his teeth and carrying them over and putting them in a big pile. They started rearranging the pile, making a big old nest. And they came out and said, "What in the world are you doing, Dad? And how is it that you can lift a car over your head with your teeth?" And he looked at them with empty insect eyes. And like he didn't know them at all. But he watched them a little bit for a minute and then went back to work. Busy, busy ant.
Ant man.
And the mom said, "Yeah, you're making a mess of the backyard. You better stop that right now." And Dad, who was being controlled by an ant, took this as a sign of aggression. And he thought that he needed to defend his colony. So he did like any weaver ant would do when they shoot
acid.
Formic acid out of their rear end. He dropped his trousers and started shooting hard turds at them.
Rubber turds.
He's shooting turds at them at high rate of speed. "Oh, oh, Dad, stop shooting rubber turds at us."
They bounce off.
Yeah, and they bounce off objects and come back and whack you in the temple. Ouch. So they ran for cover. "Help, help, cover, cover." They ran behind a tree and hid, and he stopped shooting. They peeked out, and he was back at work again. Picked up the barbecue grill with his teeth and walked over and jammed it on his pile. And he said, "We got to figure out what's going on with him. And we got to somehow avoid that dangerous poop fire of his." So they started sneaking out from behind the tree, and Dad stopped and looked at them. And they slowly backed away, and he watched, and they backed away, and he watched, and they backed away, and they went around a corner, ran into the garage, came out with a rake and a shovel and
a spear,
a log splitter and a spear. And they came out, and Mom said, "Okay, we go over there and wallop Dad really good with all this stuff." "Agreed," said the kids. And out they came. And Dad stopped and looked, turned around, bared his bottom again. And the little boy was really fast. He held out a lid from a galvanized can as a shield. And he held it out in front. He could see that it was making dents on his side of the can lid. But they ran, and they screamed a rebel yell as they ran towards Dad with his bare bottom up in the air.
You do ricochet.
He's ricocheting off the house and off the trees, but nothing got through. Suddenly, the little boy got shot, and he almost got knocked out. He fell down. He said, "It's too late for me. You must go on without me. Take my shield and tell my story." Okay. So they grabbed it and ran. Went over it, and Mama brought down the shovel on Daddy's head. And that was it. He was out. Then they saw a little ant crawl out of his ear. And it went down and started nibbling a leaf and started tearing the leaf off. And Mom said, "Huh, that's strange. There was an ant in there. I wonder if that was controlling his brain. Maybe. That happens a lot with him. It was a spider before. Now it was an ant. Honey, are you okay?"
"My brain damaged."
"Yeah, sounds about right."
Thanks for listening to The Ant Living in Dad's Brain. Now go check out some of my other stories.